honorable members, you are far, but it's fine. This is a hybrid meeting. It's fine. Okay, but it is in any case going to show when you are speaking, when you are engaging. But thank you very much. Chief Whip, Honorable Makause, Advocate Pindela, and all of us that are present in the meeting. I know I will be coughing, and so I went to the doctor. I must declare up front I don't have COVID. The doctor told me about the different strains of flu that is in the air, and unfortunately I also fell prey to one of that strains of flu. Fortunately, it's neither bird flu nor swine flu. It's just an ordinary flu. That is now what has been declared. So this subcommittee, it's long that we haven't met, but it's also, I was just saying to the secretariat now that sometimes it paid very good to respond to issues that in the execution of our responsibilities actually seem to be challenged, let me put it like that. Particularly like, for instance, the issue of motions or notices of motions and so on, and also the modalities as to how actually we go about some of the areas. So it is very good that we are vigilant and we are responding. In actual fact, myself, the Chief Whip, and Honorable Nyambi, we discussed the whole issue of the ministerial briefings, particularly with regards to the new approach that we have taken to expand, in actual fact, our oversight responsibility by using the ministerial briefings to go deeper into the issues, particularly topical issues. And I think this also gave us an opportunity to, in our own roles, respond to something that seems to be a new creation, but it's not even a new creation, it's an extension of our oversight responsibility. But before we continue, let us just observe a moment of silent prayer. People are very much concerned that they say we are not praying in Parliament. So I explained to them that the fact that we are using the opportunity for silent prayer means that we are giving to each and everyone, whatever their beliefs are, to be able to speak to that, what gives them strength and power. And just last week, someone sent me a WhatsApp to say the only thing that you can do for us after this now is now after the local government election is to pray in Parliament. And I explained once again, I said, we said silent prayer or meditation. Some of us meditate and we don't necessarily pray. And some of us believe in different powers and principalities. And that is important that everyone must be accommodated, because Parliament is not only for one specific religious group, Parliament is for the people of South Africa. I'm just mentioning it because we are in the rules meeting and we must know that there is some of the issues that people sometimes raise as concerns with regards to the operations of Parliament. So let us just observe a moment of silent prayer or meditation. Thank you very much. So I think I have made some few opening remarks, but let me also welcome Honorable Laskarni on the virtual platform. I have welcomed the Chief Whip and Honorable Makause. And I think, although we've been seeing each other, like Chief Whip said to Honorable Bartlett, we see you in the comfort of your residence. Although we've been seeing one another in the comfort of our residence, sometimes it was not so comfortable. It's very stressful to work from home, I must tell you. It's very stressful to work from home. But today we are here, and we really hope that we will not go back from level 1 to level 4. The doom prophets have already said that Christmas is going to be closed again, like last year. We hope for the best, we hope it's not going to happen. And because already, day before yesterday, I saw that, I think it's Germany, I'm not 100% sure, but I think it's Germany where they had almost 50,000 new COVID cases in the fourth wave. So let us just hope that this fourth wave is not going to come as vicious as it is coming now in other countries where we are observing it. With that said, Lubo, can we have the apologies, if any?
Good morning, honorable members and colleagues. I receive no apologies, Deputy Chairperson. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Since we don't have any apologies, there is the adoption of the agenda. Now, some of the points have been sent to us about a week or so ago, but we have also added to that the functions of the Deputy Chairperson. And I really want to put this in the agenda with a rider, or just by cautioning to say, remember, this is not for the person of the Deputy Chairperson, but that is for the position or the function, the functionary in that specific position at any given time. And by adding that, is that in our experience what we've been doing, and we feel that at one stage or another it can be queried if we don't make provision for it in our own rules. So that is why we put that as a point on agenda, and the agenda is there now in front of us for adoption according to what is on the agenda. Yes, Honorable Makhausi. You are a little bit inaudible.
Can you hear me now? Thank you, Deputy Chairperson. I'm not moving for the adoption of the agenda. I'm moving for proposing an addition on the agenda, which is the allocation of specifically of the EFF questions. Allocation of EFF questions. I will speak to that.
That is a proposal, but before we get there, the rules is general. So you are putting it specifically to EFF. So can we be advised, advocate, in that case, how we can accommodate a point like that?
Good morning, Deputy Chairperson, and other members of the committee as well as colleagues. The rules are general indeed, Deputy Chair, and if there's going to be a proposal, it should be a general proposal.
That's exactly why I'm asking, Honorable Makhausi. The issue is that we can discuss it possibly in another platform, in another way, but for the rules, we just make general provisions. So if you can speak to your point so that we can understand when we get to the specific area, or you can try to explain it now. But it cannot be that there is a specific point in the rules that will say allocation of EFF questions. Can we have a general discussion with regards to what the challenge with regards to the questions are, but not a point in the rules that will specifically be there. But we can allow for you to explain to us what it is that you're actually speaking about. Let us deal with it. Let us deal with it and decide what how we are going to take it forward.
The norm currently in the council is that the EFF is made to share a platform with smaller parties. Now, with regard to questions to the Deputy President or to the President, we are of the view that you're still using the ratio of 2014, where the EFF's percentage was not up like after the elections of 2019. We're not a smaller party in the council. We've got 9 representatives throughout the provinces, and we're the third largest party. So we are making a proposal that that too must be looked into, and the EFF must have their own slot of questions to the Deputy President and to the President. It mustn't rotate with the smaller parties. Thank you, Deputy Chair.
Thank you, Chief. Is there anything that you want to say before we continue?
The principle is that for its internal arrangement, the NCOP must, among others, ensure participation of all provinces in the proceedings, in many other things, and then define according to a constitutional guide how the system should operate. So I will leave it at that so that clarification is provided. Should there be need for further discussion, I think we'll be guided by you, Chair.
In actual fact, can I actually raise my feeling around it? Chief Whip, the reason why I ask you your view on this one is that I think we should refer this to the WIPRI meeting. I think we should refer this to the WIPRI meeting. And the WIPRI must come with a recommendation as to how we are going to deal with that specific issue. I am of the view that the rules just provide. But as for how the implementation is, that should be agreed amongst the WIPRI. And secondly, also what we have done, and that is in any case something that have been bothering me a little bit, because in the way we are dealing with questions now, particularly follow-ups and all of that, in the NCOP, there is a lot of equity between even the smaller parties with the majority party. There is a lot of equity. I have observed that if the EFF asks the question, they get the first follow-up question. And then only the ANC and any other party that is represented in the House that want to ask questions just then get one other opportunity, which is also not actually reflecting on the bigger parties, giving them also the quota that they are supposed to be getting. So I think there is much more equity in the way there is a distribution of questions, and I've raised it before. But I don't take away from the fact that any party can feel that they must be treated equally, but I have observed that there is much more equity in the distribution of the questions. But can I request Honorable Makausi that the WIPRI come with a recommendation as to how we deal with this specific issue, so that we can continue with the issues on the rules specifically, and that because it is practical issues, that be actually agreed upon in the WIPRI, and then you come with a recommendation and we finalize that then. I'm really requesting. Honorable Makause, back to you.
Deputy Chairperson, this matter has been discussed, and we were requested to bring it to this forum by the same WIPRI. And we can't be going back and forth with the same issue. Since I got into the NCOP, it has been the battle between myself, the Chief Whip, and the Secretary of the NCOP relating specifically to this point. So I feel that either we discuss it when we get to the point where we speak about questions to the President or the Deputy President, but this is the correct platform to raise this matter and resolve it. When you take it back to the WIPRI, it's not going to be even touched in that meeting because we are forever being referred to this platform. So allow us to deal with it at this level. Deputy Chairperson, because we honestly need to resolve it, and all parties need to be happy. I'm of the view that the EFF has grown and is the third largest party in that council. So we can't be equated to smaller parties in the council. So we need to have equal opportunity and be treated as the third largest party in the council. Thank you, Deputy Chair.
Deputy Chair, the hand of Honorable Lausdorff.
Honorable Abuskahni. Yes.
Thank you, Deputy Chair. Good morning, everyone. I'm virtual because I'm actually also on sick leave. Chairperson, I'm not quite sure if I understand if the question is about for the EFF as a party to have a whip, and if it, because with the sound at the beginning, I've missed that, and if it's all around only the questions. But from my side, I'm the way I understand it, if we talk about recognition as a whip, that has to do with the structure of the NCOP. And I don't think the rules, the subcommittee of the rules, is the right platform or the correct platform to deal with that, because that has to do with the structure of how the NCOP is functioning. That means that provincial whips are part of the whippery, and that is is being determined by which province is the majority, what party is the majority in the province. But then I also understand that the involvement in the NCOP, based on what the constitution says about representativity, resulted in the fact that we have a multi-party whips forum where all the parties are represented. There was a lot of discussions, as Honorable Makuza said, back and forth for a long time. Because if we talk about the whip's position, it goes with the salary and all those things. This is not the things that the whip's meeting can decide about. That is for the where the structure of parliament comes to play. And if the whip's meeting, as you proposed, is the first step, then we have to take it from the whip's meeting, and then we have to process it according, through all the right steps and processes that needs to take. On the question thing, we had long discussions from the previous parliament, and at the moment, I must say I agree with the deputy chair. At the moment, the way questions are being dealt with in the NCOP for the last 2 years already is according to the rules that we haven't even adopted yet. Because questions, if we have to deal with it in the way that's the old rules, then there's no point for representativity in the questions as it is, because actually it determines the party whose questions comes in first at the office have to get the questions. So in all these discussions and trying to adhere to the constitution, I myself fought for the place of the DA, and Advocate Pandela can recall that. In the end, the agreement that we've reached is to be more fair, and at this stage I do agree that all parties, more or less, if you take the questions every time and you count the opportunities of all the parties, then you will see that according to representativity, that the parties, a lot of the parties get much more opportunities than their percentage of representativity. And if we have to still negotiate around that, then I think it should go to the place where we talk about questions, because at this stage we haven't adopted the minutes yet. We are right into the content of the amendments. And I also think we must not confuse ourselves with that and start at the beginning, and when we get to that point, if the committee decides so, go in depth into what the real issues are and how we need to further accommodate or not to accommodate that. Thank you, Deputy Chair.
Thank you, Honourable Skagni, Chief Whip.
Deputy Chair, I want to propose with my colleagues that we agree with the proposal that says that the WIPRE have adequate time to look into this matter, also to review how in the past things has been, how the system has been shaped this far. We look into exactly what are the areas of contention in the WIPRE and formulate a view. Because, and I'm just saying this, Deputy Chair, because there were specific proposals that are tabled here that you wanted to enhance the rules of the House in terms of the management of certain business of the House. So I would agree with that fashion, and I can guarantee that the matter certainly will be put on the agenda and we discuss, and we will take some background check on this issue. I think we have raised important points. Mela Ustachin has raised an important point about how in the past year, even during lockdown, certain things have changed and enhanced participation of all the parties in the questions. But I think we can entertain the question put correctly by Memo Gausi that it needs further clarification and discussion. Thanks.
Memo Gausi, you want to say?
Yes, Deputy Chairperson, I'm sure we were tempted to deal with the merits of the proposed item and forgetting that we were still on the agenda point here. And I had proposed that the matter be dealt with when we come to the questions for President and Deputy President. Chairperson, I'm the one who had proposed this, so I do not agree that this matter be taken back and forth to the WIPRE, because we have tried, we have exhausted all the avenues trying to deal with the specific question. Now, when my colleagues are speaking about the equal chances amongst the parties dealing with the questions to the President and the Deputy President, that is incorrect. Yes, we are getting a chance to make follow-up questions, but as to are we getting enough chance for our questions as the EFF to get on the question paper, there is a no. And that is the matter that I'm putting before this committee to say, let us look into it. I've been with back and forth the secretary and the chief whip relating to this. This is putting our party into disrepute, to be honest. And if they are arguing that if a party's questions get first to the questions office, then it should be considered, that is actually wrong. Let us proportionally look into this as parties and allocate it accordingly when we get to the point where we deal with questions to the President and Deputy President. Thank you, Deputy Chair.
The issue is still that it's a request, and I maintain that it is not correctly placed if we must discuss it here. So the issue is that you have requested whether it can be put on the agenda. This is a subcommittee on rules that is making recommendations to the rules committee with regards to issues around rules. The issue of the allocation of a specific party is not necessarily an issue that is for the rules, because we make general provisions and then the implementation thereof is at a different level. So can we now continue and adopt the agenda with the points that is in front of us? And then can we have a proposal? Chief Whip?
Chairperson, Deputy Chairperson, how are you closing this point?
I am closing this point to say we are referring this point to the correct platform where it should be discussed. This is a subcommittee on the review of rules. There is provision within the rules for questions from parties. There to implement it. That is not the platform where we can discuss it. And yours is on the implementation. That is why I'm requesting the Chief Whip of the Council, that, and I'm also requesting the EFF to put your case in writing and take it to the WIPRI and come with a recommendation to the full rules committee, and we take it from there. But here we are amending and proposing new rules. We are not dealing with how the rules are being implemented. That is what I'm saying. So it is definitely not the correct platform to handle with that specific issue. Can we then now go to the adoption of the agenda? Chief Whip, are you proposing?
Yeah, we will certainly table them. We have received the request. I think it was incorrect on our part not to entertain this issue fully prior to this kind of a forum. So we'll do accordingly, Deputy Chair, as you rule that this matter must enjoy discussions in the WIPRI, and the WIPRI can advise on how it concludes its discussion regarding this matter. Two, I agree that we process some of the issues, because if I'm correct, this meeting was scheduled two ways. There was supposed to be a session now, because recognizing that the sitting is in the morning, and there was to be another session. I don't know whether later this week or next week. Yes, but I'll propose that we can benefit from the issues that are proposed, that changes should be made. Thanks.
Thank you. So you then, Chief Whip, proposing for adoption of the agenda?
Yes.
So, okay, and then we have a second. Honorable Makausa, I'm sure it is acceptable to you that we deal with it in the fashion that we are, that we have now resolved.
No, I'm quite comfortable with it, Deputy Chairperson, and also the acknowledgement from the Chief Whip that this has been a matter that was long outstanding. So we'll deal with it when we get to that platform. Thank you, Deputy Chair.
Thank you. And with that, you agree that we continue with the agenda. The minutes is of the 26th November, 2019. So it is quite outdated. And I hope some, those of us that were there, Makausa, Mahai, and Lucas, can we agree that we accept the minutes as a true reflection of what transpired before? Agreed? Okay. So we received some documents through the emails on the proposed draft rules on ministerial briefing, the budget process, the election of the chairperson of committees, as well as the issue of motions. We received some correspondence. So I went through it. Is there any one of the members that want to make an input? Honorable Abskagni? Let's deal with it as it is there.
Chairperson,
yes.
Are we now by proposed draft rules for consideration by the subcommittee?
Again, come again.
Are we now at the proposed draft rules on by the subcommittee? Proposed draft rules on ministerial, starting with that.
Yes.
Okay. Do you want me to give my input on as it is here?
I would love you to give your input on the issues, particularly the ones that we have received already in writing. That is
okay.
On the ministerial briefing, the strat plans, as well as the strat plans is the budget issues, as well as on the motion and the election of committees.
Chairperson, I want to start off with the whole idea of the ministerial briefings. When you will recall then, when we started with that, I made a comment and I was strongly opposed to ministerial briefings as in general in the programming committee. We started in the WIPS committee and I raised these questions. ministerial briefing started because of we are in still in a state of disaster or whatever it is. The problem that I have with this is I would like to know what on what part of the Constitution are we fulfilling this? And I've heard in your opening remarks is that it's an extension of the oversight role. Now, the extension of the oversight role, the oversight role that the NCOP has on other spheres of government, because we are not a hierarchical system. There are independent spheres of government. Now, a model that's being used by any party, whether it's the ANC or the DA or whoever that governs, these rules have to be applicable to all of them. How can we say that we do oversight? What gives us the right to give oversight on provinces and local government on every issue except the oversight that we have to follow the money and to make sure that money has been spent where it should be spent, as well as to make sure that that policies and legislation is being adhered to and see that it serves the people and that we have to amend that, we have to amend that. The biggest role of the NCOP for the founding members in the Constitution is our legislative role, which we are fulfilling up to a certain point. So the ministerial briefings, my problem with that is the provinces come, the ministers come, they give account, we ask a few questions. There's no interaction that a commitment can be done there. There's no right that anyone of us in the NCOP can ask any province to say you have to change your year plan or anything, because we don't have any of those in front of us. They have their standing committees in their provinces who are sitting with the strategic plans, the budgets and the annual plans. They are going through that process. So what are we actually doing then in the NCOP? We're giving a platform for provinces to give information, that which is a noble idea, but it's taking time away from the functions of the NCOP in our committees on legislation and all those things. For all these briefings, our total program has been disrupted. All our functions of our committees where legislation has to be go into depth, we're forced into the slots from 5:30 until 9:00 in the afternoon and that kind of thing. And then we have to rush through that. That is a very important function of the NCOP. So I totally disagree with the structure. I don't want, the DA will not go with the briefings of ministerial briefings in our rules, because we make provision for a ministerial declarations. That's in the rules. A minister can come on policy issues, on serious issues, and we had that those things in the past. The whole thing on TB that was done in the NCOP, and that we had our minutes and we signed a protocol and agreement as parliamentarians and that kind of thing. There's a place for this. I really feel that this is an overreach from the NCOP, and it's not actually oversight, because no real decisions can be taken when we are doing that. There's no, it's these facts, there's no ways that we can check these facts. There's no ways that there is another set of reference that we can compare these things. It's, I'm coming to you and I'm giving this to you and you have to accept it. We ask these questions, but there's no other reports or anything. It's not a real oversight process even. That is my, on ministerial briefings. I don't think we should amend that rule. I don't agree with it. I agree with the rule as is, that the minister can come to from time to time to the NCOP and make a ministerial statement on policy issues or on any other serious issue that he or she needs to address. On the strategic plan, annual performance plans, and annual budgets of departments, I support this, but I would have loved us to also give the same weight and seriousness to the legislative process. And if we still have some time, because somewhere I've missed a communication most probably for the input of that, of all these things, and I'm sorry, but I would have loved to put forward the same kind of proposal on the way we look at policy assessment and recommendations and that things on these reports, because that will give us a strong reference of what are we doing oversight on, is to include also when we get to legislation, to say for the same reason when a law is being passed from, or a bill is being passed from the NA to the NCOP, when it comes to the NCOP stage, the financial implications, the plan, not a paragraph and say there's no financial implications, a total breakdown relevant to certain criteria and say this will be the financial implications, as well as the implementation plan of the bill. Because very often a bill is just a framework and a lot of the nitty-gritty in a bill is then determined by regulations. But very often, yeah, bills are that become legislation is being implemented in phases. And we are supposed to do the oversight on the bills we passed. But we actually don't do that, because if we don't have a framework of say this is the implementation phases or everything is going to be implemented this way, we don't have a framework of how to make sure that the bill has been implemented and that the amendment has been implemented. So yeah, then the selection.
Can you please just a moment, Honorable Abskarni, Honorable Makalte?
Deputy Chairperson, I with due respect, it looks like we're dealing with so many issues here from the side of Honorable Abskarni. Can we deal with the ministerial briefings, discuss it, and get to a point where we agree? Because now we are just jumping all over.
In actual fact, I thought to allow Honorable Abskarni to actually put a view on the 4 points, and then we come to each and every member so that we finalize the draft issues. That is what I thought. Also in the interest of time. Otherwise it will be back and forth and we will not be able to finalize it there. So let us allow her and we will come to you. Okay? Honorable Abskarni?
Thank you, Chair. Then the committee chairpersons, whenever it is necessary to elect a chairperson of a committee, a committee must elect one of its members as the chairperson of the committee. The question must be put by the secretary to the committee. I just want to make sure if I understand it correctly, is this then also the rule standing for when a new council has been, you know, after elections, we start right from the beginning? Because there was a big fight in the beginning of the previous council as well as now on here it says straightforward, the committee must elect its members. But the procedures on how we elect is then the bone of contention, or has been the bone of contention, because they said some of the other rules is all questions put to a committee has been decided by provinces. But as it is put here, it says, whenever it is necessary to elect the chairperson of a committee must elect one of its members. So it means that each and every member in that committee has a vote, the way it's written here, which I agree with. This, I support this. I just want to know, is this as straightforward as it's been put here, or when we get to the implementation of that, then we refer back and say, but somewhere else, we say everything has been decided by provinces. I subscribe to it as it is here. Then on the motions, motions without notice, I really don't have a big problem, but there are a few grey areas for me. Only one substantive matter. You know, who determines what is one substantive matter? If we do a motion without notice on the state of a local government, this one substantive matter is that, according to me, can be that one local government. Say, for instance, we're talking about Stellenbosch. Stellenbosch can be the substantive matter. But if I talk about water problems and sewage problems and electricity problems in that municipality, somebody else can say, but hey, why? Your motion cannot be accepted because you are dealing with three different substantive matters. So that substantive matter is open for interpretation for whoever looks at it. That's my view. So we have to clarify that a little bit more. And it must consist of a clear and succinct proposed resolution. Motions without notice, sometimes if we say that when we congratulate someone is a resolution, I agree with that. Now, make necessary, D is also, it's very vague. It's open for interpretation. Who decides that it's not, that it's not acceptable the way it's been proposed?
Honorable Arskarni, if you can summarize, please. If you can summarize on the issue of motions.
Yeah, I think there are a few things that we just need to make sure that it's not, it's very vague. That is more or less my proposals on all my proposals on these issues as it is being here.
Thank you. Thank you, Honorable Daphne. Honorable Makausi. So are you on all the points, the issue of motions?
The issue of motions, Deputy Chairperson, is just that in the House, there's sometimes this back and forth amongst parties declining on other parties' motions, Chairperson. But currently, we are of the view that it is in order. The way the council operates and the way parties are given a chance, it is in order, Deputy Chairperson.
So, Honourable Makause, can I take it then that the proposed draft rules is in order according to your proposal and that we can continue with it? Is it what you are saying? Thank you very much, Honourable Chief Whip.
On the strategic plans, I number of things I think I do agree that we should improve on those areas after submission by ministers, Chairperson Mars, following the rules applicable and ensure that those matters are attended to and what the role of each committee should be. And the policy assessment and recommendations report must be tabled as part of policy debates. We're saying that we should really improve that we attend to the issues that are raised, and then the House must be able to debate these issues so that they point out on to the executive, being critical also to the executive, engaging in that robust and discussion. And each minister then must be allowed to time to respond to the policy assessment and recommendation, because that provides that kind of an interface between us as members and the executive. Other issues, I think I do agree, Chair. No. There's an issue of the Chief Whip. Which one is that one? There's an issue of the Chief Whip. Advocate, there's an issue of the Chief Whip. The Chief Whip should be addressed. Can I talk to it? Deputy Chair.
It is your turn now.
It must be addressed twofold. First, the Chief Whip should be able to designate any member who can act in an event that the Chief Whip is not other reasons. But secondly, the second one, should be in case the Chief Whip is incapacitated, the chairperson of the council can do what. So I think it must be addressed in twofold. It is within my responsibility to know when I am not going to be able to discharge my responsibility. Then the Chief Whip there is he or she. I think those that kind of wording. But I'm just saying it should be addressed at that matter so that we don't create only the impression that the Chief Whip cannot be. I don't know whether I'm understood, but that's my point. It must be twofold. First, the Chief Whip can designate any member within the whippery to can act when the Chief Whip is unable to perform the duties. Secondly, it should be when the Chief Whip itself is incapacitated, we can't hold the House at ransom. The Chair of the Council can designate anybody to be Chief Whip. Thanks.
No, I think the last point that let's deal with it because it's a point in passing. The last point is very clear, and I think that is a principal issue. It's not something that can be either here nor neither here nor there. So, but the point. Thank you very much to the members for Advocate Pindela. You have taken note of the fact that there is a broad agreement with the proposed issues. The only thing that I want to say is that we mustn't use the rules to address each and every specific issue. We must make a provision, a general provision, and within the general provision there shouldn't be contradictions. Because I don't see what is the contradiction if we say we must do oversight, and the oversight is being done through a process of ministerial briefing. I don't see that there is any contradiction. The issue that I want to, that I want us to, is the issue that the chief whip has raised, and it's the issue of programming. It is, we must look into the time allocation, and we must see to it that there is not one of the functions of the council must be inhibited by another function. Do I make sense, Chief Whip? Do I make sense? It is the issue of programming. So can we then now agree that committees need to get their fair share of time, as well as the issue of ministerial briefing should get their fair share of time, so that we can reconcile the responsibilities and not begin to either or. This one is like what was raised by Honorable Labuskagni, is as if this is a foreign action that we are taking in our oversight, whereas there is committees that is not necessarily. This ministerial briefings ought to enhance the operation of the committees, because they could get more information. And throughout our operations this past year, we tried to position the NCOP in a way that all spheres of government can get an opportunity to respond to the issues that is at hand, particularly the contemporary issues and the current issues that is in the public domain. And that is what we have been trying to achieve. And that is why it cannot be a contradiction. It should actually be able to enhance the operation of the committees. That is my view. Honorable Makause.
Thank you, Chairperson. I won't speak on what you spoke now. I've got the Chief Whip reminded me of a proposal that we long wanted to make as the EFF. We do agree with the recognition of party whips, but we also proposing that we make a provision that we finalize the EFF whip to be recognized accordingly, because currently we are just a by the way whip, and we are not recognized accordingly. Thank you, Deputy Chair.
It's taking us back to the point that we said let there be a proposal formally to the whippery, and the whippery come with a resolution to the full rules committee and not necessarily to the subcommittee. It is in line with what we have agreed earlier on. So we have agreed.
Deputy Chair, because if somebody is listening to the discussion may think that we are not sensitive of how we relate with one another. Because in the system of the National Council of Provinces, we've got provincial whips of all nine provinces. And we have had as a development, which Mem Gauss is pointing out, that the EFF was allocated the party whip, which the party whip is recognized in our system to in a broader platform of the whipper. But I think related to that, Mem Gauss is raising some of the other issues which he thinks that the party whip may have to be entitled to. That's a subject for another discussion, I think, so that we should not conflate the issues. Thanks.
I think we have agreed on that. So we have dealt with the issues that have been in proposal. And we have, in actual fact, we have like a broad agreement. But we also have the new point that we brought into agenda that have been agreed on. It is in the functions of the deputy chairperson. And we thought that the principle could just be established within the rules that the deputy chairperson's office take responsibility for what is here termed as sectoral parliaments. And in terms of executive undertakings, we know that there is a function of the office of the secretary to follow up, or from the committees to follow up on executive undertakings. But we just thought that possibly as a point of coordination, that the deputy chairperson's office get involved in that, because there are many issues that are falling through the cracks because of the fact that there is not necessarily a control position, or what, I don't know how to put it. You will help me with the English. But from where we can make sure that we follow up on many things, even the issues that is being agreed to in ministerial briefings and other areas, so that we can follow up on undertakings. Let me put it, undertakings. I don't know. Is there not a better word, Advocate Pindela, than undertakings? People, if someone undertake, he can undertake for the rest of his life. It should be commitments. So that is why I'm just saying. But I thought there are just for the terms, and also the issue of oversight advisory committee that we are proposing here. I think somewhere in the rules there is a proposal for a oversight subcommittee. But we were also thinking of how do we make sure that we consolidate the whole issue of making sure that there is at all three levels, or all, is it levels or spheres, but at all three levels, there is coordination of the oversight work of the council. This is proposals, so we will be advised, and we will then see where we are taking it from here. Yes, Chief Whip?
Thanks, Deputy Chair. I agree with some of the points that you are raising, that we should be advised on how to tighten our operations. I also want to raise something regarding the... I think we need to make provision for program WIP and functions. You know, standard things should be expected when the person is performing the responsibilities. And the second one, we also must make provision for the designation of committee whips and their role in committees. You know, we are general. We should set a standard. People should know that there's obligation, there's expected things that they must be performed. In the, you know, you are clear when you talk about the chairpersons, what the chairpersons of the committee is expected on the chairperson. And designation of committee whips, it should be at least some kind of provision to say what is it that is expected of the committee whip. Just a guide, not going into the details of those things. Thanks, teacher.
Yes, Advocate, you want to guide us? Because I think this is proposals. And I think we need to look into the proposals and then come with a consolidated form so that we can begin to finalize the council rules. Okay.
Thank you very much, Deputy Chair. We shall put something together, which we shall present in the next meeting of the sub rules committee. I'm informed it's going to be on the 18th, immediately after the questions to the Deputy President. Thank you very much.
No, thank you. But also, although the issues that the Chief Whip brought up now is something that is just brought now to the agenda, but I think roles and responsibilities should be clear, and I agree that we must make sure that people understand what is the roles and responsibilities that they have, and if we should put it in the rules, it will in actual fact assist with the operation of the house. Because I should say, before this process started, when I read through the rules, you wouldn't realize that how basic our rules are. But our rules are very basic, and it's when you start to study the rules you realize that it's very basic, and we need to make provision for a better functioning of the house. So I think we can agree to it, and if we can finalize it, possibly we can, before we rise, we can be able to adopt all the other issues. Unless, Luvo, the way you look at me, as if I'm speaking a foreign language now. And I can speak foreign language if you want me to.
The intention is that by the time the House rises this year, we would have put the rules before the Rules Committee as well as before the House.
Thank you. No, I think we can commit to that. It's just, I think that is very few outstanding issues. And unfortunately, it is not new, but I have realized when you look into the rule book of the NCOP and what is happening in the House, we need to do some modification to be able to agree to what we are, what we want to achieve.
Yeah.
So, Chief Whip, is there anything that you want to say before closure?
No.
Honorable Makauze?
No.
Honorable Abaskafni? Honorable Abaskafni?
Yes, Chair, I'm sorry. it's fine.
Thank you. Thank you very much, then. Thank you to the Secretariat, to Advocate, and I'm very sorry. I think because of the lockdown issues, we took much longer than we envisaged. But if we can have the roles and responsibilities, it's not something that needs a lot of... we know what people are doing. It's just that we need to capture it. And I think if that can happen, we can try to see before the end of this, as a term, or what is it, is this session, that we can see whether we can adopt the rules of the House. And with that said, thank you very much to everyone. The meeting then stands adjourned. Thank you.